Just days after President Trump marked his 100 days in office, there are comments that are raising eyebrows when it comes to President Trump saying he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un, president of North Korea. That after last week's video where the North Koreans showed that North Korea bombed the U.S. Capitol. Sean Spicer, White House press secretary.
So,
how would that be an honor?
Well, Jonathan, I guess because he's still the head of state, so it is sort of there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region to isolate North Korea, both economically and diplomatically, to get the threat to take that threat down. But that is his number one priority right now, is protecting this country and our people.
What did he mean when he called him one smart cookie or a pretty smart cookie?
Well, I think his point was he went over this in the interview, that he assumed power at a young age when his father passed away, and there was a lot of potential threats that could have come his way, and he's obviously managed to lead a country forward despite the obvious concerns that we and so many other people have. He is a young person to be leading a country with nuclear weapons. And so that set aside, I think the president recognizes the threat that he poses and is doing everything he can to isolate that threat and to make sure that we bring stability to the region.
At the White House, April Ryan, AURN News.